Well, joining me now here in the Allstate Showcase studio is Carla Nowrowski. She is CEO of the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library Foundation. Carla, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you for the invitation.
Want to talk to you about fiscal issue involving the foundation, a collection that it purchased, a loan that needs to be paid back, the possibility of Lincoln-connected artifacts having to be sold off. Can you just take us through a history of this to where we are right now?
Sure. This collection is a collection of about 1,500 pieces of Lincoln-related artifacts. It was, at the time, the largest privately held collection in the world. In 2007, we were asked by the state of Illinois, specifically the Illinois Historic Preservation Agency, the director of the museum and library, and the state historian, to purchase the collection on their behalf. At the time, the museum and library felt that they were very strong on primary source documents, like having a copy of the Gettysburg Address, the Emancipation, and the 13th Amendment, but not so strong on Abraham Lincoln's personal effects. So they were only 2 years old. They asked us to purchase the collection. We were only 7 years old, so we took out financing. Over the course of the loan, we have paid back more than $13 million towards principal, $8 million in interest, and we also got $2 million of those artifacts donated in kind. It was a $25 million collection. So we've been vigorously working to pay off that loan. It's been, as I said, since 2007, and the note is due in October of 2019. And so we're hoping to raise the remainder from private philanthropists. We've had almost 2,300 people privately donate to this in the course of our fundraising. And we're hoping that the state will come and either match a portion of that to close out the loan so we can meet the obligation by October of 2019.
Now, I know there was a two-hour or so hearing that was held in Springfield this past week to talk about the possibility of the state taking over the debt and repaying the debt. But there also seem to be concerns, and bipartisan concerns, of wanting more transparency, to the point of even Representative Tim Butler from Springfield talking about wanting to have the Auditor General, Frank Martino, basically audit the books of the foundation. Is that an acceptable trade-off for the state to taking over the loan and paying it off?
If that's what is required, yes. I mean, we have, in our 18-year history, we have always complied with all rules and regulations that are required by us by state and federal government. We have had 18 years of audits and never had an audit finding. We publish our 990s. We publish our annual report. We've done everything that we're supposed to do. The museum and library director has always been an ad hoc member of our board, so that he or she, over the course of history, has been able to hear what's been going on. So, yes.
Is there a problem of the foundation, in essence, being separate from the museum?
No, this is a traditional model, particularly with state entities, with private foundations that serve state entities. There are 12 public universities in the state. They have private foundations. The governor's mansion has a private foundation. So this is not a strange model. It actually is one that has been in place for quite some time.
But I mean, it seems to be that's where some of this tension also comes from, is this kind of that separation issue.
Yes. And I'm not exactly sure why that is, because this is a model that works. Early on, the leadership was all under, I guess, one roof, so to speak, and it was determined that it was better to separate it out so that the private arm of this is the fundraising arm, and then the public arm is the day-to-day operations of the museum and library.
We're speaking with Carla Nowrowski. She is CEO of the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library Foundation. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin. Welcome back to the Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson, the Chicago Tribune, here in the Allstate Skyline studio, where I'm joined by Carla Nowrowski. She is the CEO of the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library Foundation. And Dave, I know you had a question from the newsroom.
Well, in view of the fact that we have such a treasure in Springfield with all of the Lincoln artifacts and the home and the library itself, which is a wonderful thing to see, and the fact that you're coming up into these money problems here, and in fact maybe auctioning off some of these items, it must be a hard choice to decide what might be up for auction and what will stay. Is there a process, a decision-making process involved with something like this?
Yes. Well, first I want to say that it is not our intention at all. I mean, this is not what we would prefer to do. We
right.
do not want
exactly.
to have to auction.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we have conferred with the executive director of the museum and library, as well as the state historian. They put together a list of, if they had to do something, you know, what might go first. But in the end, an auction house will be the ones who determine what would be sellable in order to meet the remainder of the debt.
Okay, great. Thank you.
So where do things stand? I mean, what if the legislature says, well, we'll give you $3 million? Where do things stand as far as fundraising and trying to make up for the money?
We are still vigorously fundraising. We have several large seven-figure asks. Although saying that, even small gifts help us. And by December 31st, we will have had to select an auction house. We sent out an RFI requesting information from auction houses, and we've gotten several back. We're in the process of reviewing those. We auctioned off a few non-core items that were not specific to Lincoln back in June, and that process door-to-door was a 10-month process, so we really have our backs to the wall on this. And I'd like to say, you know, there's some people who mischaracterize this as a bailout. This is not a bailout. The state asked us to purchase this, and at the time, we all worked together knowing that this would be a debt that we would all have to work to close. There are universities and other state institutions across this state that receive state funds. They might receive $40 million to build a molecular biology building, and a private donor will come in and give $5 million and get their name on the building, and everyone celebrates a great public private partnership. We have raised $21 million for this collection, and I don't think it should be categorized as a bailout. What it is, it should be, is a public-private partnership for a great capital project.
Is it hard to sell Lincoln? I mean, should this have gotten to this point? Is it that hard to sell Lincoln in the state of Illinois?
You would think it wouldn't be hard, but one of the difficulties, like anything, is that when you have unfettered use, which the state has had for 11 years, if you have unfettered use of the collection, you can receive the licensing fees off it. You can loan it out to other institutions. People look at it like, you've already got it. I only want to give money to something that you want. And even though we explain that, well, we have it under roof, but it really isn't totally ours, they still say, well, no, if you have use of it, it psychologically to them, it feels like you've got it. Also, the number one difficult thing to raise money for is debt. Usually in fundraising circles, people will say endowment, because usually debt isn't even part of the equation. But, you know, people just don't want to give to that. The other thing is that people will often say to us, what's the state doing? And when we say, well, they're very generous about giving an $11 million budget to the museum and library, they say, no, we mean about the collection. If the state is not willing to give money for this collection, then do they really want it? And if they don't want it, why should we give? So this is the conundrum. You know, Lincoln's name alone is not enough to get people to release their hard-earned dollars.
Throughout the hearing that was in Springfield was the issue of questions about transparency. And we talked about the audit and that thing, but also there's questions about just greater transparency, FOIA, all those kinds of things. If that's, is that, is that an acceptable part of the equation for getting state assistance?
Well, what we would say about that is, as a private nonprofit, we're currently, as everyone says, we're currently not subject to that. Neither are the 12 state universities. I mean, if there's going to be an even hand across the board about it, you know, I think that's fair. I mean, we'll do whatever the law requires. We've always said that. We've always done that.
So why is there this demand from legislators for greater transparency, in their words?
There seems to be a misunderstanding about a report that we had issued or requested, I should say. And it's an independent report about the collection, specifically the hat. And that came out, when we issued it, we let the museum director and the agency director know that we were going to do this. Then when we received the results of the committee report, we let them know in real time what the results were. They found out when our board found out. And this was several years ago before the current museum and library director came on board. And yet people keep saying there was no disclosure. There was no disclosure. There was disclosure. And in fact, I did disclose this to the library museum director in January. I didn't hand him the report, but I told him of the existence of the report.
Is the report available now?
Yes, he has a copy of it.
I mean, is it publicly available?
Yes, people have seen it, yes.
So what is next? What's the next step here?
Well, we're continuing to fundraise. We're also working with the legislature to see if we could get some state funds, a commitment, hopefully, you know, by the end of the year or in the spring session. We will also be interviewing auction houses. We have to do this simultaneously to keep our everything going on all fronts, depending upon which way things fall out. So we will continue to fundraise. We will continue to seek funds from the state, and we will continue to review the auction RFIs so that if we have to go to auction, we're prepared.
Well, something we'll all be keeping an eye on. Carla Nowrowski from the CEO of the Abraham Lincoln Library Presidential Foundation, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you so much.